and also our sisters at the madrasa. After my return from Bangladesh some 2 years ago, in my talk, a series of talk which was given, in that I had mentioned the name of Maulana Shahidul Islam quite a few times. Maulana Shahidul Islam Saad Ahmad Barakatum is amongst us tonight, and I had requested him to give the bayan and have the majlis, but he just won't accept. But he is the one anjuman in himself, that if you have to go to Bangladesh, the Markazul Islami, which is doing sterling work, especially when we know how the missionary activity, how strong it is there, and how they are influencing our poor brethren and our sisters there with the finances and with the hampers and with education facilities and hospital facilities and things like that. So Maulana Shahidul Islam Sahab and his Markaz-e-Islami, Alhamdulillah, they have saved a great number of people from going astray by establishing a hospital with 55 beds there. About 35 ambulances are running up and down Bangladesh on behalf of Markaz-e-Islami. Free service rendered to the poor and needy. Then wells for provision of water facilities, schools, madrasas for the blind girls and blind boys. There are so many blind children there. In one of them that I addressed, I think it's on tape also, so many of them, and what beautiful reading. All that is the effort of this Markaz-e-Islami. Then the establishment of masjids, then for our sisters sewing classes. Alhamdulillah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give him long life, good health, Ameen. And accept all the services which they are rendering. Inshallah, we will continue with the... We won't have any... Panch mein zara kuch... But he did not give me any peace there when I was there in the 48 degree heat and in a van bumping and bouncing over the remote area track roads. Allah, and Allah. We went to this very remote areas, and the conditions were very, very shocking. If I had not seen it with my eyes, I would not have believed what we read in the papers or what we read in the magazines or risalas that come from those areas. We are so fortunate here. We just don't know what Allah Ta'ala has given us in this country. We don't appreciate it. Our maktab system, our masajid, our madaris, our darul ulums, our social facilities and everything here, it's such namats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that we cannot make sufficient shukr. But that is our condition. When we get plenty, then we become more negligent. If we have to look at the conditions, I mentioned that one madrasa there, I think, for those, for the orphans and for the poor girls, in what conditions they were living. Here in our madrasas, we will have carpets and we'll have fans and we'll have heaters in winter and all kinds of facilities. And they on cement floor, just with a thin sheet, and they're all sleeping on there. And 400 of them just in one hall. When we look at those conditions, then we appreciate what Allah Ta'ala has given us here. May Allah Ta'ala accept all their services. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر There's so much of problems in the world, so much of problems, individual problems, family problems, society's problems, organizational problems, national, regional, provincial and international problems. Any side you look, it's nothing but problems. And nobody seems to be able to find any solution to the problems. So what is the solution? We have to start at the individual level. We all want the whole world to change besides ourselves. Everybody in the world must change. Whether no change comes in myself is no problem. So we cannot really change the world if we do not change them from the individual level. Even if this gathering that is here, if each and every one of us make up our minds that we are not going to harm anyone, we are not going to steal, we are not going to commit fraud, if we have usurped anyone's property, if we have taken away from the widows and the orphans what was not belonging to us, we will repay that, we will refund that, we will pay back the dues. And if our namazas, rozas, zakat, etc. has been made qaza, we will make sure that everything is paid. And also our relationship with our wives, our children, our parents, our family, our neighbors, we will try to bring in accordance with the Quran and with the Sunnah. Then see what a difference that will make. It will make such a difference. But the unfortunate part is after we listen, then straight away we think of others. When we are talking about any dini matter, then we look at who does not have those things in his life. We don't see ourselves. We're not prepared to x-ray ourselves at what are the weaknesses in myself. So the solution to the individual or the collective problem is this: apne malik se uth karke faryad kar. I mentioned in my Monday majlis that the first thing that we do when we have a problem is we look at the means first. The means Allah Ta'ala has created, but we must not look at the means first. First we must turn towards Allah Ta'ala, our Malik, He is our master. Everything lies in His control. If Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to change the condition, it doesn't take Him time. He just says, kun fayakun. First we have to turn towards Him. Then He will make those means work in our favor. Otherwise, if we just turn towards those means, Allah Ta'ala can make those means a failure for us. So the first thing we do is look at means, and we look at our Malik afterwards. When everything fails, we say, we have tried everything, now let's try Allah Ta'ala also. Raise our hands and make some dua. But whereas if we really put our heart, mind and soul into our duas and beg of Allah Ta'ala, just see what happens, how Allah Ta'ala changes conditions. So apne Malik se uth karke faryad kar. Make your pleas to your Malik, to your master. Get up at night, make 2 rakat namaz, make salatul haja and ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But then he says, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Don't let only your body be in sajda, let your heart be in sajda. Our heart must be there. What is the sense? We have got the body there, the outward is there. But if there's no heart and soul in it, then we will not get the desired results. Our heart must be in sajda. When we are going into sajda, we must give our heart to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and then beg of Him. And believe me, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will then use His system in a strange way, how He provides from unknown sources after that, and how He solves the problem in unique ways that it will baffle our imagination. We will say unexpected. Ruh ko noor e taqwa se tu shad kar. Make your ruh and your soul happy with what? With noor of taqwa. I am repeating these things so that it brings a refreshment in our hearts, and we realize that that is the solution, that the heart, the soul will never become pleased with material things. We cannot please the ruh with material things. We can please the body. The body gets comfort with material things, and there's nothing wrong with that. Allah Ta'ala has provided, make use of it. If we feel cold, we put on the fans, if we feel hot, we put on the fans, we put the air conditioner. If we feel cold, we put on the heaters. Now all these things cool the skin. But the ruh, the soul, will only get happy with the noor of taqwa. And nafs is our dushman. That is we have to understand. Nafs and shaitan are our avowed dushmans. They are enemies, declared enemies, open enemies. Now if we are going to try and please our enemies, they're not going to come to our assistance. They'll lead us to more destruction. Because I'm getting so scared now. It's so frightening. The scene out there, it's so frightening. I mentioned in one of our Jamiat meetings recently, when I was there, that if those people who've got their finger on the pulse of the society, the things that are happening are so frightening, so scary, that we do not know what our grandchildren will be seeing in the future life. Now if we are not going to change ourselves now, then we must think that we are gone. Because already the little children from the age of 6 and 8 and 10, if we have to just find out what they are indulging in, then our grandfathers, if they come to know, they will be turning in their graves. So therefore these majlises are intended to bring about that reformation and change within ourselves. Then when we change, we will be changing a whole home environment. And the home environment will then change the whole town, the muhalla or the area around there, and then the whole town and cities and everything changes when individuals change. So we should not take it very lax that alhamdulillah I am dindar, I am making my namaz, I make namaz in first saf in the masjid and I read tasbih, I make zikr, so therefore everything is rosy. Because the environment, how are we going to save our children from going to schools, from madrasas, from going to the bazaars, from going to play? So what is the environment out there? So nafs and shaitan, they are our enemies. So don't please nafs and shaitan. Ruh ko noor taqwa se tu shaad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryaad kar. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر۔ One of the majlises, inshallah, brothers, I will read out to you some of the letters without mentioning the names, and as I have mentioned many times, that besides me and the person who has written the letter, nobody knows what are the contents, except if that person's own friends, his family members, or it is something that we have to deal, bringing the parties together, then they come to know. But there are lots of things in there which are for ibrat of everybody, especially our young brothers, who think that they can enjoy themselves taking drugs, going on a high. Then listen to what some of them are writing and what they found after giving it up and attending these type of programs. What they found in their lives. First they thought they were enjoying themselves. How shocking it was when I read one of our brother's letters just a few days ago, probably he's here, that when he was on a high, he went into the toilet. It was in the disco or the rave club. He went into the toilet, and in the toilet he slept away. He went into deep sleep in the toilet, not even aware that he's in deep sleep. And then there he sees as if his soul has left his body and it's gone again back into that hall where they are dancing and on a high and listening to the conversations and all those kind of things, and there's a lot of detail to it and what it did to him. And after that, now what he is finding in the love of Allah Ta'ala, in the namazes and in his zikr, what happiness and what satisfaction. There are lots of letters like that. Some of it I have kept with after deleting the names and things like that, for the sake of ibrat, that inshallah one day it will give encouragement to others, those who are in evil and in vices, in bad habits. They will see that, look at this young brother, if he could give it up and now enjoy peace and satisfaction, then what is it difficult for us to also give it up? Because we want happiness, we want satisfaction, we want ecstasy and joy, but there we never found it. The more we took, the more we wanted. And then finally, imagine if that person's death had to come into the toilet. Just imagine if that person's soul had to leave him in that condition in the toilet. And in that place, a person can die in the toilet due to a heart attack or some other problem. He could be an old person, sick person, that is acceptable. But in a rave club or in a disco and in the toilet and on a high, imagine the body coming out of a believer, of an ummati of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from such a place. Allah Ta'ala must protect us and make hifazat of us. Put his friends up too, it's very hot.
اے میرے داتا، اے میرے مالک، اے میرے مولا، اے میرے والی، اے میرے داتا، اے میرے مالک، اے میرے مولا، اے میرے والی، شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے، سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی، شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے، گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی، وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی، شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ، اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Kasba mein duniya hi ke raha mein deen ki daulat kuch na kamayi. Kasba mein duniya hi ke raha mein deen ki daulat kuch na kamayi. Waqt yuhi bekar guzara umr yuhi ghaflat mein gawayi. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah, 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah, 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ
دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پیر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ. دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں. دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں. تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں. تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں. تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں. بول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پیر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil, ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah allahumma salli ala sayyidina muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين
وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ يَا أَكْرَمَ الْأَكْرَمِينَ يَا غِيَاثَ الْمُسْتَغِيثِينَ يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّومُ يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّومُ يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّومُ بِرَحْمَتِكَ نَسْتَغِيثُ بِرَحْمَتِكَ نَسْتَغِيثُ بِرَحْمَتِكَ نَسْتَغِيثُ اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر، اے میرے پیارے اللہ، اے میرے رحیم اللہ، اے میرے کریم آقا، ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر۔ او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ، او مائی کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ، فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس، فورگیو اس، فورگیو اور پیرنٹس، فورگیو اور وائفز اینڈ چلڈرن، our brothers and sisters, our family members, the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, forgive those who have passed away in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam and those who are living in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, we have sinned, we have transgressed, we have harmed no one but ourselves. Oh my Allah, we have done great injustice to ourselves. Oh my beloved Allah, you blessed us with so much of your bounties and your ni'mats. Day and night you showered your ni'mats upon us. Hey, mere pyare khuda, we used your ni'mats for your disobedience. Hey Allah, teri hi nafarmani humne ki, teri ذات عالی نے جو نعمتیں ہمیں دی تھی اس کو تیری ہی نافرمانی میں استعمال کیا. او اللہ، ہاؤ مچ نمک حرام وی آر. او مائی بلاوڈ اللہ، دیٹ وی یوزڈ اور آئیز، سچ اے گریٹ گفٹ ٹو لک ایٹ ایول، وی یوزڈ اور ایئرز ٹو لسن ٹو ایول، وی یوزڈ اور ٹنگز ٹو اسپیک ایول، وی یوزڈ اور ہینڈز اینڈ فیٹ فار دا پرپسز آف ایول. اے میرے پیارے خدا، if it had been another Allah besides you, He would have destroyed us by now. He would have seized us by now. He would have snatched away the ni'mats. Oh my Allah, how kind you are. How forgiving you are. How merciful you are. How loving you are. How caring you are. How compassionate you are. Oh my Allah, there is no one for us besides you. We are turning towards you. We are extending these begging bowls before you. Oh my Allah, you are not an idol that does not see, does not hear. You are not an idol that cannot avail us of anything. Oh my Allah, you are listening to us this very moment. Oh Allah, you are seeing us this very moment. No matter how dark it may be, but you are watchful over us. Oh Allah, you are aware of even the thoughts that are going on in our minds. Ya Allah, you are aware of our past, our present and our future. Oh my beloved Allah, nothing is hidden from your sight. Nothing is hidden from your sight. Oh my Allah, you are seeing us extending these begging bowls before you. What else has gathered such a large crowd here, oh my beloved Allah, this part of the night, except that they are hopeful of your mercy. Ya Allah, we believe that you dearly love the forgiveness of sins, no matter how far we may have gone. But oh Allah, you are there to accept dirty and filthy ones like us. There is no one for us, oh my Allah, besides you. Who will accept ones with us like dirty with dirty hearts and with filthy actions and a'mal? Lekin mere pyare khuda, hum jaise bhi hai, gande hai, siyakar hai, gunegar hai, napak hai, khatakar hai. Mere pyare khuda, hum tere bande hai. Mere Allah, tu hi hum gandon ko qubool karne wala hai. اے اللہ، تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی نہیں ہے، تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے. میرے پیارے خدا، therefore we are extending our hands before you. We are not extending before human beings. Oh Allah, human beings become angry if we have to beg of them. But you become extremely pleased the more we ask of you and the more we beg of you. Oh Allah, we have believed that the treasures of everything lies with you. Your treasures are unlimited, oh my beloved Allah. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures, oh my beloved Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive our sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed out of ignorance or with the knowledge. Oh Allah, forgive the sins that we committed in the darkness of night or in the light of day. Oh my Allah, when we were drawing the curtains and committing sins. Oh my Allah, when we were shutting the doors and committing sins. We believe that others would be watching us if we had to leave our doors open and curtains open. Oh Allah, the only one we considered blind was you. Hey, mere pyare khuda, whereas you have seen everything, you have heard everything. But oh Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed us that you love forgiveness of sins. Therefore, my Allah, we are seeking forgiveness for ourselves and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh Allah, we are seeking from your unlimited treasures that open your doors of maghfirat for us. Open the doors of rahmat and mercy for us. Oh Allah, we know that we have made umbrellas of sins above our heads. Ya Allah, these umbrellas of steel are preventing your rahmat from coming down. But oh Allah, when mankind can make a dynamite stick which can blow up huge mountains within seconds, hey, very Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow away the mountains of sins of ours? Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together. Oh Allah, if the oceans of the world, they have to be multiplied a billion times, and oh Allah, if they have to be distributed into droplets, then to your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Hey Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Hey Allah, therefore we are making rujoo towards you. Ya Allah, bless each and every one of us with prosperity. Bless us with prosperity. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, change the conditions of adversity to prosperity. Ya Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless us with good health. Bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Ay Allah, hamari ruhani bimariyon ko bhi dur farma aur hamari jismani bimariyon ko bhi dur farma. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically sick. Oh my Allah, cure us from all our ailments and diseases. Oh my beloved Allah, cure us from all our ailments and diseases. Ya Allah, shifa lies in your hands. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you complete cure from all ailments. Ya Allah, purify our hearts of malice, purify our hearts of greed, purify our hearts of jealousy and envy, purify our hearts of pride and anger. Ya Allah, purify our hearts of all evil that has embedded itself. Oh my Allah, evil passions and desires have engulfed our hearts. Ya Allah, evil passions and desires have engulfed our hearts. Ey mere pyare khuda, protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our lives and properties. Oh Allah, protect our children. Ya Allah, protect our wives, protect our brothers and sisters, protect the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh my beloved Allah, all over the world is nothing but fitnas that are pouring. Fitnas from our right, fitnas from our left, fitnas from in front of us, fitnas behind us, fitnas pouring from above us via the satellite. Oh my beloved Allah, hum kidhar jaye? Mere Allah, if you are not going to protect us, who is going to protect us? Ya Allah, give us himmat in our bodies and our... Oh Allah, give us himmat in our souls. Ya Allah, make us like lions against our nafs. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan, our enemies. They do not want to see us successful in life. They do not want to see us successful in the qabr. They do not want to see us successful in the hereafter. Ya Allah, make us like lions against nafs and shaitan. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition and direction of our hearts. Light up our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Light up our hearts with the noor of zuhd. Light up our hearts with the noor of qanaat. Light up our hearts with the noor of tilawat. Light up our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Ay Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of zikr and shukr. Light up our hearts with the noor of sabr. Ya Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of iman. Ay Allah, show us and take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Madina Tayyibah, the road that leads to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Distance us from the road that takes us to hell. Ya Allah, cause a distance of like the east and the west between us and sins. Ay Allah, distance us from the road that leads to shaitan. Distance us from the road that leads to our nafs. Oh my beloved Allah, create obstacles between us and sins. Put the hatred of sins in our hearts. Ya Allah, put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Give us the realization we can only find peace and happiness, contentment and satisfaction, serenity and joy in ibadat, in obedience to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, put such love of yours in our hearts. Ey mere Allah, teri zaat-e-aali ke saath hame aisa taluk naseeb farma, teri aisi muhabbat naseeb farma, tere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki aisi muhabbat naseeb farma, ke Allah, nafs o shaitan ek lamha bhi tujhse dur na kar sake. Nafs and shaitan must not distance us from
from you for a single moment. Oh Allah, bless us with the best of this world. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of the ni'mats of this world. And bless us with the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, we are living in times of fitna. Oh Allah, protect our children from fitnas. Protect our wives and children from fitnas. Protect the entire ummah from fitnas. Ya Allah, we have to leave this world and come to you one day. Oh Allah, everything is in your control. If you order the earth to shake, then there is no force in the world that can prevent it from shaking. Oh Allah, if you send the gale force winds to destroy, there is no force in the world that can stop it and prevent it. If you send the flood waters to destroy, there is no force in the world that can stop it. Oh my Allah, therefore we are making rujoo towards you. Ya Allah, do not destroy us because of our sins. Oh Allah, protect us and safeguard us from all kinds of harm. Oh Allah, protect us from the mischief of the mischief makers, from the hasad of those who are making hasad and jealousy. Allah, from those who are indulging in jadu and seher. Allah, hasidin ke hasad se hifazat farma, fitin ke fitno se hifazat farma. Allah, mufsidin ke fasad se hifazat farma, zameen ki afaton se hifazat farma, hawa aur asman ki afaton se hifazat farma. Ey Allah, tu hamari hifazat farma. Ey Allah, hum kamzor hai, hum kamzor hai. Mere Allah, hame quwwat ata farma. Oh Allah, nothing is difficult for you. Oh Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhir. We have to leave this world and come to you one day. Ya Allah, we have to go in the direction of the graves one someday. Ya Allah, we have seen so many janazas. We have shouldered so many janazas. We have attended so many janaza prayers. Oh my beloved Allah, but still the ihsas does not come into us that we have to one day go the same route. Ya Allah, maut se pehle pehle sachi toba ki taufeeq ata farma. Ey Allah, hamein ghusl mayyit diya jaye, usse pehle pehle ghusl toba ki taufeeq ata farma. Ey Allah, hamein kafan diya jaye, usse pehle taqwa wala hamein kapda naseeb farma. Ey Allah, give us the taufeeq to cover ourselves with the garment of taqwa before the kafan is put over our bodies. Oh Allah, one day these hands are going to move no more. The tongues are going to wag no more. Oh Allah, the lips are going to move no more. Our eyes are going to see haram no more. Our feet are going to walk to the discos and cinemas and theaters no more. Ya Allah, we will be looking all around when the angels of death will be coming towards us. But oh Allah, nobody will be able to save us from their clutches. Ey Allah, maut se pehle pehle sachi toba ki taufeeq ata farma. Ya Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a casino. Don't let the angel of death find us on drugs, on a high. Don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Don't let the angel of death find us with some filthy novel in our hands. Don't let the angel of death find us glued to some filthy television program. Allah, we do not know where and when our death will come. How can we indulge in these type of sins? Allah, hum sab ki hifazat farma. Allah, hum sab ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, so much of sacrifices they made for us. Allah, so much of his blood was shed for this ummah. He was stoned in Taif until his Mubarak shoes were filled with his blood. He was stoned in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. His teeth become shattered. Ey Allah, he walks, thorns are placed in his path. When he goes into sajda, in the haram intestines of animals are placed. He is beaten up with his companions in the haram sharif. Ey Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in spite of all that, he says, Ummati, Ummati. Today when he is informed that ummat for whom you stood whole night in prayers, that ummat for whom you shed so much of blood and tears, that ummat is in the discos and cinemas and theaters, that ummat is in adultery and in fraud and in fornication and in usurping the wealth of the widows and the orphans. Ey Allah, how much of pain and suffering we are causing to my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul lil alameen. All the duas that he made for us in his entire life of goodness, Ya Allah, bless us with that goodness. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in Hajjatul Wida, day and night he prayed for us. Ya Allah, the duas that he made on that occasion, after kissing the Hajre Aswad, Hajre Aswad ko chum karke mere pyare Nabi ne jo bhaga tha, rukne yamani chu karke jo bhaga tha, ey Allah, vizab-e rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo tujhse bhaga tha, ey Allah, hatib ke andar namazein padhkar jo bhaga tha, He attached himself to the Multazam. How long he cried, by Allah! How long he teared at the Multazam. His ihram became wet with his tears. Ya Allah, the tears that he shed at the Multazam for us. Ya Allah, the du'as that he made behind Muqam-e Ibrahim. The du'as that he made after drinking Zamzam. The du'as that he made on Safa and Marwa. The du'as that he made at Mina. The du'as that he made at Arafat. From Maghrib, from Zohar till Maghrib. Sinless and masoom Nabi. How much he is crying for us. Ya Allah. The du'as that he made at Muzdalifa, the du'as that he made in all occasions there and in his entire life. Ya Allah, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that khair. Bless our parents with that khair. Bless the entire ummah with that khair. And from all the fitnas, all the corruption, all the mischief that he asked for protection, all the fitnas that were going to come up till the day of Qiyamah. Ay Allah, jitne fitno se mere pyare Nabi ne pana mangi. Especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, ek din mar karke tere paas aana hai. Ay Allah, hamari maut ka jab waqt aaye, jab jaane ka waqt aaye, to teri koi aisi tajalli dikha de ki hamara, ay Allah, hamari rooh jhoomte hue tere paas aa jaye. Oh Allah, show us at that time some tajalli that our soul comes dancing towards you. Let our death be in Madina Tayyibah. Ay Allah, let our death be in Madina Tayyibah. At the rosa of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah on our lips. Ay Allah, let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. All the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما کیونکہ اجتماع جو ہونے والا ہے قبول فرما اے اللہ جو تیرے راہ میں نکل رہے ان سب کو اخلاص کی توفیق سے مالا مال فرما اے اللہ خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما مساجد مدارس کی محنت قبول فرما تمام علماء مشائخ سب کی محنتوں کو قبول فرما ہمارے جو مشائخ بیمار ہیں اللہ ان کو شفاء تامہ کاملہ کلیہ عاجلہ دائمہ مستمرہ نصیب فرما حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقہ طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما اللهم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد بارک وسلم سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ